Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Ministry of Angels. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. Our Bible reading for today shall be taken from Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7 reads, The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. In 2 Kings chapter 6, the king of Syria confronted prophet Elisha, accusing him of spying. When Elisha's servants saw they were surrounded by angry soldiers, he cried out in fear. However, Elisha remained calm and prayed for his servants' eyes to be opened. When the servants saw the host of angels surrounding them, he gained boldness. Why was Elisha not afraid, and why did the servants suddenly become bold? Because they knew they were surrounded by a host of angels. Are you, like Elisha's servant, afraid of the enemy and life's challenges? I pray that the Lord Jesus opens your eyes to see the help you have in God. Hebrews 1 verse 14 speaks of angels as ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Angels continue to minister for the heirs of salvation, always with you and attentive when you call upon them in the name of Jesus. Today, remember that the ministry of angels is one of the advantages you have as a child of God. Will you maximize this? Prayer, Lord Jesus, open my eyes like you did for Elisha's servant, to see that I am not alone. Father, let your angels minister for me henceforth, in Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan shall be taken from Job 17 to 18. This Bible reading plan is continues. If you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
My spirit is broken. My days are cut short. The grave awaits me. Surely mockers surround me. My eyes must dwell on their hostility. Give me, O God, the pledge you demand. Who else will put up security for me? You have closed their minds to understanding. Therefore, you will not let them triumph. If people denounce their friends for reward, the eyes of their children will fail. God has made me a byword to everyone, a man in whose face people spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. The upright are appalled at this. The innocent are aroused against the ungodly. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger. But come on, all of you, try again. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed. My plans are shattered. Yet the desires of my heart turn night into day. In the face of the darkness, light is near. If the only home I hope for is the grave, if I spread out my bed in the realm of darkness, if I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother or my sister, where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me? Will it go down to the gates of death? Will we descend together into the dust?
Then Bildad, The Shuhite replied,
"When will you end these speeches? Be sensible, and then we can talk. Why are we regarded as cattle and considered stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself to pieces in your anger, is the earth to be abandoned for your sake? Or must the rocks be moved from their place? The lamp of a wicked man is snuffed out. The flame of his fire stops burning. The light in his tent becomes dark. The lamp beside him goes out. The vigor of his step is weakened. His own schemes throw him down. His feet thrust him into a net. He wanders into its mesh. A trap seizes him by the heel. A snare holds him fast. A noose is hidden for him on the ground. A trap lies in his path. Terrors startle him on every side and dog his every step. Calamity is hungry for him. Disaster is ready for him when he falls. It eats away parts of his skin. Death's firstborn devours his limbs. He is torn from the security of his tent and marched off to the king of terrors. Fire resides in his tent. Burning sulfur is scattered over his dwelling. His roots dry up below and his branches wither above. The memory of him perishes from the earth. He has no name in the land. He is driven from light into the realm of darkness and is banished from the world. He has no offspring or descendants among his people. No survivor where once he lived. People of the West are appalled at his fate. Those of the East are seized with horror. Surely such is the dwelling of an evil man. Such is the place of one who knows not God."
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.